Our LZZ Coaches Show being brought to you by Laramie County Community College. We get to talk to one of the freshmen on the Lady Golden Eagles, and she is Haley Anderson, Clearfield, Utah. Where's Clearfield, Utah?
It's like 30 minutes north of Salt Lake.
So is this your first time away from home, obviously, you know, after graduating from high school?
Yeah, it is. It was a big, like, jump from high school, definitely.
So Coach Ortmeier has a chance to check out your performance on the basketball court. He chats with you and makes you an offer you can't refuse. Tell us a little bit about that recruiting process. What made you come to Laramie County Community College?
It was a really stressful process, for sure. I had a lot of different schools looking at me, but I think the number one thing that made me come here was that it was close to home. And then I really liked Coach O. He was a really nice guy, and he made like me feel comfortable and made it seem like a home atmosphere.
What are you majoring in at LCCC?
Right now I'm majoring in health science, but it may change. Not really sure yet.
It'll eventually change.
Everybody should just come to LCCC undeclared. That would be the easiest thing. Go ahead, Nick.
Just get your general studies out of the way. It's as simple as that. Talk to us about differences between the high school play and then what you're experiencing again as a freshman right now in the JUCO ranks playing in Region 9 action. What are kind of noticeable differences between the two?
It's a really different pace of basketball. Like, it's a faster pace, and there's, like, everybody is good. In high school, you have, like, maybe one person per team that's good. But on these teams, like, everybody is good, and you have to just be good.
Well, you know, and again, too, you're starting now, and there's, what, three young ladies on there that started last year or had ample time, and then, of course, Gabby was injured. Are you all starting to get the feel of each other? You know where to be at on a certain play, whatever the case may be, or you know where to throw the pass to, you know, find that open person. Are you starting to just read each other's minds on the court?
Yeah, I think we've become a lot closer. Like, we've been practicing together for a while now, and I think that us, like, the all of us, the starters, are just working really good together right now.
Talk about that again for you, Haley, coming after the Christmas break, you at least embracing now the starting role where you were coming off the bench for Coach Ortmeier. Again, what was that kind of like in your mind process of now I got to start for this team as a freshman? I was it kind of almost like you felt like you almost had to take the world on your shoulders, or just talk to us about at least embracing that starting role?
It was a little bit stressful, but the girls just really made me feel comfortable, and they really helped me, and I know that all of us are good players and we all can handle our own, so it wasn't that bad.
How was it working with both Carly, who again started every game last year for LCCC at the point, and then Gabby, who was injured, and now she's starting. Of course, she went down with the injury, but what's it like playing in the backcourt with them? Are they there to help you? Because again, Gabby saw all the games last year. Carly was playing in all the games, but are they helping you adjust to the JUCO basketball life?
Oh, yes, they're great players, and they help me a lot, and we all work really well together, and I think that's...
So when you played Casper this past weekend, and you were talking about when you were on a high school team, and, you know, it was like one or two players, and then especially when you played other teams, there's teams that are not really good. But when you played a high-caliber team like Casper, are you kind of like in awe when you see what kind of basketball there is here in Region 9?
Yeah, it was definitely eye-opening. There was a lot. Like, everybody on that team was good. But I think that we definitely can hang with them, and I think, yeah.
Looking at the future for yourself, Haley, again, after you were done at LCCC, hopefully after your sophomore year, and hopefully you were able to continue your basketball career, you talked about kind of keeping locale, at least play style, coming out to LCCC. Is that something where you would like to at least kind of retain, whether it's D1, D2, D3 school? Are you kind of looking at staying in the same area? What does the future kind of hold for you so far?
I'm not really sure yet. I'm really keeping my options open. I'm really probably looking forward to just coming back here and just not going too far from home.
Are you a fan of basketball in general, whether it's NBA or whether it's college? I mean,
WNBA?
Or WNBA. Are you a fan of basketball?
A little bit. I don't watch it that much, but I like going to, like, games in person, like NBA games.
So you would be close to, obviously, Salt Lake City, Utah Jazz, mm-hmm. Or I don't know if you've had a chance to run down to Denver yet and catch a Nuggets game. Are you a fan of the Utah Jazz?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of the Utah Jazz.
See, that's rare. We've had ladies on here then that had not been really fans of the NBA. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Utah Jazz fan. All right, yeah. Good for you. Real quick here, we got the Sheridan Generals, Lady Generals, coming up on Saturday. Preparation. You know, and again, you know, especially for football or baseball, you have different ways to prepare. Obviously, you go out there and you shoot from beyond the arc, you shoot from free throws, but also, too, do you have a chance to look on video to see who's going to be in your face? Or are they going to run a zone? I mean, do you do that type of preparation, watch film to get ready for your next opponent?
Yeah, I like to watch film on my next opponent, and I like to look at the stats so I can know, like, what everybody's, like, what points they score and how they score them, so I'm just prepared.
All right. Haley, well, thanks so much. I know you were a little nervous, and you passed the litmus test, so you're welcome
you
back
got
here
it.
Anytime.
You got your one this season, but next season we'll go a little bit, at least a little harder, a little rough on the questions, and again, we'll challenge your mind.
You never know. Coach might bring her up on a post-game show. She might have that one night where you hit 30.
That's live as well, too.
Yeah. Live and on video as well. All right. Haley Anderson, join us here on our LCCC Coaches Show. Thank you again to Brian Ortmeier, head coach of the Lady Golden Eagles. We will have Jason Ficka coming up, as we will talk Golden Eagles basketball after these words here on 1480 KRA.